The state's largest anti-abortion organization, Ohio Right to Life, has been supportive of Governor John Kasich. And that did not change when he made the decision to go to the controlling board and not the legislature to expand Medicaid. Mike Gonadakis is the president of Ohio Right to Life.
Numerous pro-life governors across the country have expanded Medicaid, and we thank Governor Kasich for putting women's health care first, the needs of the disabled above politics.
But not all anti-abortion groups agree with that stance, and two have signed on to the lawsuit challenging the request to fund Medicaid expansion through the controlling board. Paula Westwood is the executive director of Right to Life of Greater Cincinnati, and she says it's part of her group's opposition to the federal Affordable Care Act.
Medicaid expansion gives states less control of how the funds are used. It gives the federal government more control, which doesn't have a vested interest in the state. And it does not make clear that the truly needy are going to receive the care.
Jerry Serino is chairman of the board of Cleveland Right to Life. He says he agrees with Westwood's reasons for opposition and says this is not about denying people medical care.
And there is plenty of opportunity for people who need health care to get it today. I think it's a red herring that people suggest that we are trying to stop people from getting health care. There's plenty of health care available today without the need to expand Medicaid.
This is not the first time these two groups have departed from Ohio Right to Life's position on an issue. Right to Life of Greater Cincinnati was among those which broke from the statewide group when Ohio Right to Life opposed the so-called heartbeat bill, which would have banned abortion after a fetal heartbeat was detected. Ohio Right to Life had said it felt the bill was unconstitutional. And Cleveland Right to Life was told it could no longer call itself an affiliate of National Right to Life after it adopted a new mission statement against same-sex marriage. But Serino says this dispute over Medicaid expansion is no big deal.
We agree certainly on all of the fundamental issues. But on this one, we, as in the gay marriage issue, we have to take exception. And I personally think they're wrong for supporting the governor's expansion of Medicaid.
And Right to Life's Gonadakis says the nearly 50 Right to Life chapters in Ohio survive the battle over the heartbeat bill, and he says they'll get through this conflict as well.
That's okay when we disagree on things, and it's better than just blindly following one belief system, and it's good to have robust conversations. So there is no split. We're unified. Disagree, obviously, on tactics and strategies.
But Gonadakis suggests this is not similar to what's happening in the legislature, with conservative and Tea Party Republicans expressing deep anger and resentment over Kasich's Medicaid expansion. Gonadakis says all the anti-abortion advocates he knows agree on one thing, that Kasich is staunchly supportive of their cause and will continue to be. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.